Some players dominate a season. Some dominate an era. But only one has dominated time itself. From the moment he stepped onto an NBA court as a teenager, the world watched. Not just with curiosity, but with expectation. He wasn't entering the league. He was entering a legacy. One that had already been written in headlines before he'd scored a single point. High school gyms couldn't contain him. Cameras followed him before he could legally vote. The weight of a franchise? He carried it at 18, with a smile and a dunk that echoed through decades. But hype is fleeting. Legends are forged in the fire of what comes next. And what came next was 20 years of dominance. He became a machine of consistency, season after season, game after game. Through coaching changes, roster overhauls, new rules, new generations. He didn't just survive, he thrived. He transformed his body, expanded his game, evolved with the league, and still, he kept coming. Over 38,000 points, more than 10,000 rebounds, top 10 in assists, a scorer, a passer, a leader, a freak of nature wrapped in basketball IQ. But this isn't just about numbers. This is about impact. He changed how the game is played. He blurred the lines between positions. He made versatility a weapon and turned basketball into a positionless war zone. He's a freight train with the vision of a point guard, the footwork of a ballerina, and the power of a linebacker in flight. He didn't follow the system. He became the system. And when he left his hometown team for a new challenge, he didn't just make a move. He shook the league to its core. He flipped the power dynamic. For the first time, players controlled their destiny. Super teams, blueprints he helped write, free agency. He turned it into a broadcast event. He faced the greats. He challenged dynasties. And he built his own. From battles with Duncan and Parker, to wars with the Warriors, to passing Kareem at the top of the mountain. He didn't just climb the summit, he redrew the map. But what truly sets him apart is how long he stayed there. Jordan burned brightest for a decade. Kobe left his heart on the floor for 20 years. Kareem held the throne for generations. But this man? He's done it all while evolving in front of our eyes. Every version of the league, he's been there, adapted and conquered. While others aged, he adapted. While others faded, he elevated. He brought titles to cities that had only dreamed. He won under pressure that would crush most. He faced dynasties, built rivalries, and carried expectations heavier than any trophy. And through it all, he became more than a player, a father, a philanthropist, a cultural force. He built schools, lifted communities, spoke out when silence was safer. He showed that greatness doesn't end at the buzzer. It echoes long after the final whistle. So now, the question echoes louder than ever. Is greatness defined by rings or by rain? Is it about perfection or persistence? Because this isn't just a career. It's a timeline, a dynasty measured not in trophies, but in time. He faced legends, then mentored the next. He went from guarding Kobe to battling Curry to shaking hands with Wembanyama. One man, three generations, still dominant. So you tell us, is he the GOAT? Or just the only man who ruled long enough to become the game itself?
My sport, my balls, no filters, no fear, just greatness. This is the Sportballs Podcast.